With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. military action against Iran could last a month or more. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
2 days after authorizing Epic Fury, the president said combat operations against Iran will take some time.
Right from the beginning, we projected 4 to 5 weeks, but we have capability to go far longer than that.
Speaking at a White House Medal of Honor ceremony, he said the U.S. military will do what is necessary to meet the objectives of destroying Iran's missiles and navy and preventing that country from developing nuclear weapons and sponsoring terror. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Austin, Texas say they're looking at terrorism as a possible motive in an early morning deadly multiple shooting. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
3 people were killed, including the suspected gunman, and 14 others were wounded when Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says a man opened fire on patrons at a popular bar in the city. She says the man in an SUV drove near Buford's backyard beer garden early Sunday.
At one point, he put his flashers on, rolled down his window, and began using a pistol, shooting out of his car windows, striking patrons of the bar that were on the patio and that were in front of the bar.
Audio courtesy of KVUE. Police say the gunman got out of his car with a rifle and began shooting at people who passed by. Police then confronted the man and shot and killed him. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal court on Monday rejected the Trump administration's attempt to slow the process of refunding billions of dollars worth of tariffs the Supreme Court struck down last month. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 73 points, the Nasdaq rose 80, the S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News. Texas sues an abortion pill provider. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Attorney General Ken Paxton accuses Aid Access of illegally shipping abortive patients into the state in violation of its pro-life laws. In his complaint, Paxton says, quote, Aid Access's illegal acts in Texas are not theoretical. They have already caused the deaths of unborn children across the state. Aid Access is a notorious part of a growing network of out-of-state abortion traffickers that deliberately target Texas residents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Scouting America will alter several policies to maintain its support from the U.S. military. The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's rebrand in 2024 from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices up sharply as the widening Iran war disrupted tanker traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. It highlights just how important the passageway is to the world's oil supply. Here's yet another example of how companies are embracing technology.
Burger King is testing AI-powered headsets that recite recipes and alert managers when inventories are low. The system collects data on restaurant operations and shares it in a voice that talks to the employees through their headsets. The headsets can also track when employees say words like welcome and thank you. Now, Burger King says it's using it as a coaching tool, not a tracker of individual employees. Jason Walker reporting.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was off 73 points, the Nasdaq up by 80. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.